Extremely busy since we heard from you last, huh?
Yes, I have a tendency to get that way sometimes.
You know, what does it sound like to you when I say you've sold over 6 million albums?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. I've had a good ride so far, and to think that I'm only 10 years into it is great.
Yeah, really. 6 million albums in just about 10 years. That is an incredible accomplishment.
Yep, I know. I hope I can keep it up over the next 10 years.
Well, you've got a good shot at it. The new album For You comes out October 21st called Call Me Crazy.
Yes, it does.
Tell us about the album.
The album is very much a classic Leanne Womack album in that it has, you know, a real eclectic sort of mix of music on it. Of course, it's all based around very traditional country music, which I love and is my favorite music there is. But on this record, I have everything from a duet with George Strait, which is called Everything But Quits, to a song with Keith Urban called The Bees, which is kind of, between those two, it kind of runs the gamut of the whole country music industry and where we are right now. I hope I've done it well in being able to include something for everyone.
How are you able to juggle so much in your life?
Yeah, that's the tricky part. I have a little bit of help and a good assistant and a good management company and that sort of thing. And it's funny you should talk about juggling because I have two kids and I'm always trying to figure out how to be the best mom I can be and run the house and that sort of thing and also be the best entertainer I can be. And when I was making this record, I was approached by a company called Banquet. And they had a new line of meals out, frozen meals, in the grocery store called Select Recipes, and they wanted me to partner with them on this. And so I tried them out, and what happened was I was in the studio, and I could work for a few hours and then come home and pop those meals in the oven and just, you know, be able to sit down with my family and have a good hot meal, very much what I call comfort food, the kind of things my mom used to make when I was little, pot roast and fried chicken and things like that. And, you know, and it didn't take a lot of my time. It certainly didn't take a lot of my money. These meals are $1.50 a meal. So in this day and age, as busy as we are and with the economy the way it is, it's just a really good product for me to be able to tell people about.
You know, you mentioned that it's great for families. I'm a single guy, and I'll tell you, it's great for me, too.
Well, no kidding. You know, I was telling somebody earlier, I think I'm going to have Frank start taking him to work so he'll stop going out for every meal.
You know, you save a lot of money doing that.
Exactly. I mean, you think about it. If you can have your lunch for $1.50, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, they say there's no such thing as a free lunch, but that's pretty close.
That's as close as you can get, I think.
We're talking to Leanne Womack today. She's got the new album out on October 21st. We're talking about her deal with Banquet as well. How about the new single? That is awesome.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. It's called Last Call. And it's a classic country-sounding record, and thematically, you know, it just talks about you must be in a bar because I'm always your last call.
How many people can relate to that?
I mean, you know, you've either done it or you know somebody who's done it or something like that anyway. But, you know, I tried to, like I said, include a lot of different kinds of things in this record, and that's pretty much straight-ahead classic country.
Is it kind of nerve-wracking when you go into the album after a while to cut something new? Is there a lot of nerves, anticipation, anxiety? What's it like?
There is. I just try to hire the best musicians I can, find the best songs I can find, and then when it comes to working with other artists like Strait or Keith Urban or people like that, I try to just find things that make sense. People whose work I admire or, you know, who are friends of mine, and we like a lot of the same kinds of things. So I just try to make everything as natural and real and not get outside of my comfort zone too much, and that's what usually seems to work for me.
Well, so far, so good. As I mentioned, almost over 6 million albums sold and a new one coming out, Leanne. You're just dynamite. Glad to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, you have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.